Q94, Joe Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee. Coaches Shows continues. We head into Texas County, talk with head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Hey, Coach, how we doing?
Man, we're great. How are you?
Fantastic. It's, well, you know, win or go home. The district week 10 is behind us, and you're Houston Tigers, you know. I'll tell you what, got a little revenge. Went to take on the Ava Bears, and what a ball game, man. Take us through that.
It was, if you paid admission to get in, I think you got your money's worth. You know, they started out the game and had a 7-minute drive, which, I mean, you're sitting there ready to go offensively and you can't get the ball. So 7 minutes, they end up and score. And you're sitting there thinking, wow, they just ate a whole lot of clock. And they kicked off and, you know, we started a drive of our own and we ended up and went down and scored. And really, at that moment, it was about the end of the first quarter. So I'm thinking, whew, at this rate, we're going to be on offense about four times, so we're going to have to make good use of this. So, you know, that's kind of the way it went. They scored. We scored again in the second, went up 14-8, and then they scored, I don't know, with 40 seconds left to go in the first half or something like that. It was 16-14 at half. And third quarter come out and just kind of had the feeling whoever had the ball last was going to win it. And fortunately, they had the ball last, and we intercepted the ball in the end zone at 40-32, and then we just meet out the clock from there. But it was – you paid admission, I think you got your money's worth, and it was a great ball game all around, and thankful to get out of there with a win and opportunity to go back to practice and live to play another day.
Now, that win has to rank pretty high for Houston football over the last, you know, few years. Where would you put it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be up there for sure. You know, we were fortunate to beat them over there 2 years ago. And, I mean, it was kind of it was a 12-6 ball game. But, I mean, it was just kind of a defensive battle, and we ended up and scored pretty late to take the lead. But, you know, it's a tough place to play. The style of offense that they run, I mean, they just get downhill, and, you know, they're just strong, athletic kids, and you know, I don't know where it ranks, but it's definitely up there for sure.
Well, tonight you will. It's another rematch, and the Liberty Eagles, and you'll be at the Nest. I'll have that game on the Fox 96.9. It'll also be live video stream, but you have to go through the Misha website. Week nine, I believe. Yeah, week nine.
Yep.
The Eagles went to your place there in Houston, and no score. I mean, it was just it was a struggle offensively. And you know, first off, you had a great game plan going in defensively for the Liberty Eagles. You did really, you know, you understood who their weapons were, and you took them away, and forced them to do something different, and it bewildered, it seemed like, the Liberty offense, because it was a struggle. But then the Liberty defense, they kind of returned that favor for your offense. I mean, take us through that first meeting between you two. I mean, it was just back and forth.
It was, and if you watch any Big Ten football, it's kind of what it reminded you of. I mean, offense doesn't explode a whole lot, and the defense, I mean, it's a, you know, you watch Iowa play and they end up winning 6-3 kind of deal. I mean, if you enjoy defensive football, I mean, it was a slugfest defensively, and, you know, you'd have a big play and then it'd be three and out from there. And,
yeah,
you know, that's kind of, it went both directions, and, you know, neither offense could ever really just get going. And, you know, I think you can call it credit to the defense, or you can call it boo for the offense. I'm not sure. But, you know, I thought defensively, I thought we played really well. And I'm sure if you talk to Coach Ackland, I'm sure he's going to say, man, defensively, I thought we played really well against Houston. And, you know, just kids flying around and making plays. And, you know, it was just a really fun ball game to be a part of. And, you know, unfortunately, we came up on the short end of the stick. And, you know, it's an opportunity for us to get to play him again. And, you know, this time of year, that's all you ask for is just an opportunity. So, glad that the rain has finally stopped, so we can get back to school and get back to normal. But you know, just thankful for the opportunity to be playing this time of year, because a lot of teams have moved on to basketball season, or you know, in some states, I mean, they're already way into the playoffs and done. So
yeah.
You know, just thankful for the opportunity.
Well, it's at the Nest tonight. It's going to be a different environment. Liberty will have one player they didn't have. Well, they did, but Chris Schaar, and then he was ejected for the hit, and it should be a lot of fun tonight. You know, what is it that, you know, what do you see out of Liberty offensively that is, you know, a focus?
You know, I think they do a lot of things. I mean, they formation, you know, they go into motions, and they'll return the motion, and you know, I think they go into motions to try to create mismatches and flood areas on the field, try to roll out and throw the ball. You know, they've got some pretty nice weapons, but you know, the Schaar kid didn't play the first go round, and you know, I mean. He was one of the best players in the conference a year ago, and he's proved to be the same this year. And you know, he brings a whole lot of athleticism and a whole lot of violence. And he runs good routes. He's fast. I mean, he, you know, athletically overall, I mean, he's one of the top players on the field any given night. So, you know, we're going to have to account for him for sure, and try to. Obviously, they're going to get him the football, and you know. Defensively, we need to know where he's at, because he's going to come up and stick you. So, you know, we're going to have the game plan for him just a little bit. I didn't know last go-around exactly what the ruling was or anything. I mean, I saw he was out there participating in warm-up. So, you know, like, well, is he going to go or is he not going to go? And
yeah,
fortunately, he did not. But, you know, I guess we'll have to deal with it tomorrow night and try to just see what happens.
Well, you know, I was really impressed with your tight end, and you move him around a little bit. He's a load. He's a big dude. You know, you had him in the backfield some when you went with a heavy backfield, you know, and he made a big catch and a great run, and he's a hard kid to bring down. And, you know, you tried to get him the ball some more in that first meeting, but I think, you know, for Liberty defensively, he's a player that they're going to have to kind of know where he's at.
Yeah, Malachi's done.
Yeah,
a great
Malachi.
Job for
yeah.
Us.
Yeah, Malachi.
Yeah, Malachi Morgan. Yeah, he's done a great job for us. I mean, he's a kid that's been a fullback his entire life. Last year, not in the off season, he came to me and said, you know, I think we're going to be a little light in the pants up front. You know, probably it's going to be best for us if I go put my hand in the dirt. And, you know, that's hard for a lot of kids to come up with that conclusion. Usually, you know, you don't want to have to do the blue-collar work. If you're a skill kid, you want to be able to have those stats appearing in the stat line and stay clean and do those things. He's always been a good blocker. But, I mean, crap, he's 235 pounds.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, if you get a skill kid that weighs 235 to understand and know that's best for the team to go put my hand in the dirt and do the dirty work that other people don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that says a lot about him. You know, it's very unselfish of what he was willing to do. And, I mean, it just what was best for the team. And again, it was his idea.
Yeah.
So, you know, he has great hands, but he takes pride in blocking. So, he's been able to provide some mismatches for us, and you know, I think he's ended up and caught 14 passes on the year and averaging about 17 or 18 yards a catch. But I mean, he's a load when he's got the ball in his hands and you get him rumbling down the field. I mean, he's a load and gonna punish people. So I'm thankful for him and his unselfish attitude. He's just done a great job for us this year.
Well, can I see a tight end screen tonight for him?
I'm sure you want me. I might even do that on the first play.
After that first meeting, you know, that I was just, and we were talking off air on the play by play. It's like, oh my goodness, man! If they had a tight end screen, you know how effective that could be, you know. He was a lot of fun to watch. He's going to be a lot of fun to watch tonight as well. And it should be a great game. And, you know, like I told Coach Hancock, I'm hoping for an all-SCA district championship. And that will be a hoot. But, you know, Thayer got to take care of business at Fair Grove. And, of course, there will be one team out of the SCA that will go to the district championship game. Will it be the Houston Tigers or Liberty Eagles? We will find out in just a little bit. Coach Eric Sloan of the Houston Tigers, thanks for joining us, my man. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Hey, we got more coming, and kickoff is coming up right here on the Fox 96.9.